Hello and welcome. This is Chris Ann from Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And tonight we're going to be talking about the weekly predictions for January 31st through February 6th of 2022. So let's see what this week has in store for us. And as usual, I am continuing to use the Mystic Art Medicine cards. And I do like to pull a few cards from this deck. So the first one that I've pulled is the card of Sisters Healing. Now, this is a really cool card because it talks about healing the divine feminine or utilizing the divine feminine within all of us. It doesn't matter what vessel you were born into, we all contain the energy of the divine feminine. So, using the energy of the divine feminine, this is going to be healing on multiple levels. This is going to be healing the heart. But it is also going to be very healing of the throat chakra to be able to speak what is going on within the heart. This is giving us a voice. And some may think just because you're sort of channeling the divine feminine, that means it is going to be a little bit more calmer and softer. Not necessarily. Channeling the divine feminine within each of us has its own set of things that you channel. For some of us, for me, for instance, it's going to be a little bit more of a voice. It's going to be a little bit more firm and a little bit more speaking deeply what's within your heart. And you know, for many of us, that is going to be things that have been deeply suppressed and repressed. So this is a time this week of utilizing that energy of Sisters Healing. This is also the time that we're going to be utilizing the energy of the water. So we may be a little bit more drawn to the water, but also this is a week that we need to drink more water as well. Pay attention to your dreams because it could be things like aquatic life coming forward to give us more information, like dolphins, etc. Pay attention to your sacred geometry this week as well. Notice those sacred numbers that keep popping up and see what those messages have in store for us. The next card is the card of miracles. Once again, this is also talking about us working this week on a heart level. We may have, once again, suppressed things that we may not have realized that we have suppressed, and that is going to be coming forward this week. Recognizing those miracles miraculously being unearthed, miraculous energy, miraculous ideas within us that are coming forward. It's actually not a miracle. It's actually divine timing. So within this divine timing and recognizing that we have had those things within us, those feelings within us, that energy within us all along, utilize that and honor it. Okay, the last card that I'm going to pull for this week is the card of grace. This is also, really interestingly, another heart card. And you're going to see that this is really significant when we get to the crystals that I'm going to be talking about in a moment. So this card of grace is telling me that just because we are going to be working on things that may have been repressed, energy, emotions, feelings, thoughts, ideals, all of that, we will still handle ourselves with grace. Just because we are bringing up things that we haven't brought up before or things we haven't been willing to recognize and to address, it will be handled with grace. So you don't need to worry about overstepping your own boundaries. it is going to be okay. It is okay to bring up things. It is okay to channel things. It is okay to sit with your inner child. It is okay to agree to yourself that, yes, this is something that you've wanted to do or wanted to say or wanted to try and learn. It is okay. And giving yourself permission to be able to go forward and do or say things that you've needed to do and say for a long time can be really powerful with saying, this is the time. I am going to embrace it and I'm going to handle myself with grace going forward. I'm looking forward to that for this week. It's going to be really, really powerful. Now, before I sit down and do my podcast with my predictions, I always channel what crystals that we need to have for this week going forward. And for this week, I have four crystals. But I have to tell you, these are really four powerful crystals that I have here. Now, the four crystals that we have to talk about, the first one being moss agate, and I thought that was really interesting. Typically, moss agate is a stone that I use actually in my plants. When I plant a new garden or getting ready for a new harvest or whatever, I plant moss agate in the soil. And I don't plant one for every single plant. I plant one within that flower pot and I grow huge, huge, huge flower pots full of things or a flower bed. I will plant one stone within that flower bed. So moss agate is something that helps things grow, but it helps things grow from a heart level. Moss agate encourages things to grow and develop with a kind, gentle energy, keeping in mind the cards that I just talked about. Because the next stone is pink calcite. Pink calcite is also called mangano calcite. It is a pink stone, but it helps the flow of energy within the body from the crown chakra to the heart chakra. So moss agate was a heart chakra stone. Pink calcite is a heart chakra stone. Pink calcite also works on your inner heart, your inner well-being, your inner sense of peace. It's really good if you're doing some healing energy for yourself or for others. It can help on that level as well. It helps the energy to travel to where it needs to be. So if you are doing Reiki on yourself, just simply hold a piece of pink calcite on your left-hand side. Or if you're a Reiki practitioner, give your person on the table, if they're there in front of you, a pink calcite to hold in their left hand. That will help facilitate the energy to go. And as you know, if you're a Reiki practitioner, the energy goes where it needs to go anyways. If you're doing distance Reiki, you can encompass your person in a bubble and fill that bubble with the etheric pink calcite as well. Pink calcite helps the area that you're in to be much more comforting. So it's a great one to keep on the left-hand side of your bed or left-hand side in your office on your desk. It can be wonderful for people that are going through an emotional trauma because it works on that emotional level as well. But it is a stone of divine love. So pink calcite is a really cool one to work with. It is somewhat readily available. Moss agate is a little bit more readily available than the pink calcite, but it is certainly one that if you're looking, you can find. It's not rare or anything like that. It is definitely something that you are able to find. Now, the next stone that we're going to talk about is rhodochrosite. So there's rhodonite and rhodochrosite. We are talking about the rhodochrosite tonight. So rhodochrosite is another stone of love. It is a heart chakra stone. It is a pink stone. It's a stone of love and balance for within the body for that love. It helps your emotional body to be able to open up to receive love, to receive joy. It helps to clear and cleanse your heart, and it really, most importantly, helps you get rid of that self-blame, that self-doubt. It gets rid of that, and it opens you up to get rid of those blockages to help you focus on what it is that you need to manifest within your life. It gets rid of anxiety and it gets rid of heartbreak. So if we want to get rid of heartbreak and anxiety, we want to hold the rhodochrosite on our right hand side, right hand pocket, right hand. Put it in your right hand if you want to bring in balance, you want to bring in love. It also helps you to find a soulmate, rhodochrosite. So if you want to work with any of those aspects, you want to put the rhodochrosite on your left hand side. So the moss agate was a left hand stone, pink calcite is a left hand stone, and for the most part, rhodochrosite is a left hand stone as well. And the very last stone that we are going to talk about is a readily available stone, easy to find. It is selenite. Now, selenite is working on our crown chakra and our third eye. This helps us to contact our spirit guides. It can help with creative aspects. So if you are somebody like I am who does artwork, and I always say that my artwork is divinely guided, I keep selenite on my desk partially for that reason. Selenite can help you to be divinely guided in what it is that you do. But selenite also is a lovely clearing stone, so it helps keep that nice balance within the energy. It is a nice protective stone as well. So this is one that you could put on the right-hand side and left-hand side of your body. Right hand and left-hand side of your desk. That's what I do. I have it on both sides of my desk. It also helps you with past life understanding. I do work in the Akashic Records. That's how I do my readings. I always have selenite with me when I'm doing readings. And it works as that emotional balance, and it can bring back that peace, that calm, and that harmony into our bodies that we need. It's helping on that emotional and physical level. That's really why I like selenite. So selenite is one that I'm going to say primarily is a left-hand stone, but definitely it's great to have the balance. Now, I always warn people that it's great to wash your crystals when you're done working with them, but do not wash selenite. Selenite will dissolve over time in water. So don't put your selenite in water. It is self-clearing and it is self-healing. And you can put your other stones on top of selenite to clear them. You can put your pendulum on selenite. You can put a piece of selenite in the bag where you keep your tarot cards, and that's clearing for your cards as well. So selenite is a really wonderful stone. I always advise people. On certain stones, it's great to buy as many as you can afford. And selenite is one of those stones because you can utilize it in so many different aspects of your life. So it's a good one to buy a handful of if you can afford it. So, stones for this week: moss agate, pink calcite, rhodochrosite, and selenite. This is definitely going to be a heart-based week. could be an emotional week. You know, we did pull a lot of water cards, so it could be a lot of crying and moving through some things for this week. But you know what? That's a good thing. Let it out, release it, let it go, and be able to move on. So I think this is going to be a really interesting week moving forward. Now, if you're looking for stones and there's something that you can't find, I do have some on my website. I have many, many more other than what is listed on my website. So if there's something specific that you're looking for, please get in touch with me. But check out my website. I have my crystals there. I have my artwork there. And of course, I have my readings there. So check out my website. It's www.elementalenergies.com. And if you need to get in touch with me, my email is elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. It's all the same. Same as the title of the show. So it's super easy. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I appreciate it, and have a wonderful week. Be free.